This is Mark Wills for Learning Without Borders. And welcome back to our look at the similarities between the British bands, the Beatles and Oasis. If you remember from the first instalment, the first main similarity is that they were both pop bands with a rock edge. The other main similarity is that they were both from the northwest of England, from working class cities, and reflected the reality of their city in their time, in the words to their songs, their way of talking, their attitude, and their record covers. Let's first of all look at the Beatles. Now, the Beatles were from Liverpool, and Liverpool is an industrial city with a port. And in the 1960s, the time of the Beatles, there was work for everybody, but it was hard work. So, in the words to the song A Hard Day's Night, for example, they talk about working like a dog all day to earn money to buy things for their partner to make them happy. That was the reality of a working person in Liverpool in the 1960s. When they were interviewed, they spoke with a recognisable and strong Liverpool accent, what we call a Scouse accent. And they told jokes and were friendly, just like anybody else who you might come across in an average Liverpool street. Then you have the record cover for the single, Twist and Shout. They're not hanging out in a bar or a nightclub drinking champagne. They're jumping up and down on the ruins of a derelict house. Next, let's look at Oasis. Oasis were from Manchester, the city that was at the very heart of the British Industrial Revolution in the 19th century. Manchester is a city full of monumental red brick buildings, some of them apartment blocks, some of them shopping arcades, and some of them factories. By the 1990s, the time of Oasis, there was massive unemployment in Manchester, and Oasis sang in their song Rock and Roll Star about feeling trapped in the city with no work and spending the day lying in bed dreaming about escaping and becoming a rock and roll star. And they did this in their own words, with their own accent, and with typical Manchester defiance. The cover of the album, What's the Story, Morning Glory, shows two people walking past each other on a typical inner city Manchester shopping street, where all the shops are closed, probably on a Sunday when there's nothing much to do. Both the Beatles and Oasis, because of the quality and the relevance and the timelessness of their music, are bands who are still massively popular with all age groups at all socio-economic levels of British society. And I thoroughly recommend that you investigate their material further. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.